the Opera Center down in Manhattan, and they did something wonderful that really, really touched me. They started off the program with each one of them playing a solo piece, which was quite interesting, rather than have it all playing as a trio. Mm-hmm. So it was just wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you much, Peter. And now you can go back to the regular program you were listening to. And we will continue our conversations here.
Thank you for calling, Peter.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the phones are quiet for a little bit, so maybe we can get back to a little more music. And this time we're going to aim for Mozart, out of the C major quartet, trio. Yeah, I'm getting it now. And that's the K-548. Always wonderful, the music of Mozart and the playing of the Furuya sisters, Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi, respectively, a cello, piano, and violin. Now, you have spoken before about the joy you have and the comfort you have in working together. You all went to Juilliard pre-college, but then you decided to go separately. And, we mentioned that Harumi went to Harvard, and you stayed, Sakiko, at Juilliard, and Mimi, you went off to Eastwood.
Yeah. So
didn't that mean for 4 years you weren't quite together? You weren't trioing?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I was at pre-college for 8 years, so it was a long time. I got tired of Juilliard pre-college. But, yeah.
I strongly encouraged her to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and then my sister was studying in Austria for a while, so we were separated for a while, so that was hard.
Well, we talked a lot on the phone. Yeah.
Well, that's a long-distance bill you are building up there. And Harumi, again, curious about your decision to go to Harvard, and you have various degrees in non-musical subjects.
Yes.
So obviously your treatments go beyond music.
My mother got me started on violin when I was two. I mean, she was very dedicated to my musical education, but she was also dedicated to my academic education. And to be honest, in high school, I had no intention of going into the music field. So really? I went into, that's why I went to Harvard. And then I pursued, PhD degree there too. So I wanted to become a professor. That was my aim at that point. But then I decided to go back to music.
Now that you're back in music, does teaching involve part of your life as well?
Teaching music.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. We teach students various of all ages music, violin, cello, piano, and music theory and solfege. And I also teach SAT for high school students to get into Harvard and Yale.
But you do that all in your small little house, or are you affiliated?
That's
elsewhere?
Right. No. This really small room, we teach everything in that room. We have a piano there. We squeeze in a cello there when it's a cello student. Then, yeah.
Wow. No wonder your neighbor is aware of your music a lot. When you aren't practicing, somebody else is.
We don't have too many students.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, the recording we've been playing, is that something, again, that you organized yourself?
Now you
sound like it was a hard task.
That was tough because we're recording at this church and my sister was like over there, my other sister was over there.
Yeah.
I mean, to play together, it was
really hard because it was so far placed apart. Yeah.
I remember, Sakiko, once I played on two pianos with my mother.
Oh!
And at home, we practiced with the two pianos next to each other. And then at the concert, the two pianos were separated. You know, they put one against the other, so you're 10 feet away. I couldn't see the music if I wore one set of glasses, and I couldn't see my mother if I wore
your
the
mother.
Other set of glasses. So it was a big problem to separate them. So the recording process must have been, again, something unusual for you to get.
Your mother is a wonderful pianist.
Your mother knows these people, don't like Joan Fontaine, the Hollywood stars. Didn't she perform in that era?
Hollywood?
Well, yes. And I mean, she was in the movie Carnegie Hall. She played.
Oh, really?
Heifetz in it.
Yeah,
but I mean, there was a little scene.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you know the old movie.
I know that movie.
But when there's a little scene with chamber music at home, somebody's home, she's the one who's playing.
Oh, that's her.
She was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go back. I know it pretty well. Yeah. I think I can.
That's with the.
So she has met Yasha Heifetz, the violinist.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
He's my favorite.
And Chrysler.
And Fritz Chrysler.
Yeah, Fritz Chrysler. Yeah.
So actually, that's interesting. Your Harumi, your heroes, violin heroes, are old timers.
Yes. Yeah. I tell all my violin students, listen to those two. And also, do you know the movie They Should Have Music? that's features.
Heifetz also.
Heifetz. Yeah. So that movie is great because they take Heifetz playing from all angles, and you can study his positions, bow, hail, hold, everything. So that takes care of all my teaching.
On the other hand, if you try to imitate Heifetz, you're not going to get anywhere, right?
That's a good question, but yeah. My students are doing a good job imitating his posture and stuff. I mean, they look better than me at this point because I didn't know that movie when I was small. I mean, I was already started on violin, so I wish I had seen the movie before.
Yeah. So, Kiko, do you look at the old movies of Jose Iturbe playing the movies of Liszt and Chopin?
I love the movie Song of Love with Paul Henreid, Katharine Hepburn, and Robert Walker. I mean, Paul Henreid made the best Schumann and Robert Walker missed best Brahms, and Katharine Hepburn did pretty good.
I'm trying to remember if there are any movies about cellists. Emilia, but I can't come up with any.
Oh, well, Deception.
Yeah, Paul Henreid was also a cellist in this movie called Deception
with Betty Davis.
I see. So he was doing a very good job imitating. So I thought he could be playing, but maybe he's not.
Well, if it's very fine playing, then the chances are that somebody pinch hit for him.
That's true.
But it's been wonderful to gather your ideas from you. What I'd like to do is to remind everybody about the upcoming concerts. And first one of them, this Sunday, 3 o'clock, that's at, I forgot where it is, but it's in Montgomery. And if you live in Montgomery or in the neighborhood, you'd able to be, oh, here it is. It's the Grand Montgomery Chamber Music Series. Still doesn't say where the hall is, but if you live in the vicinity, you know, go to the town center in Montgomery, ask them, and they'll point the way. Then closer by at the Will Library, 2 weeks from today at 2 p.m., which means you can't listen to the program. You can't listen to Speaking of Music.
Right. Oh,
right.
That's right.
Well,
it's the same time.
That's the same time. However, we'll give you free passage. 2 weeks from today, you don't have to listen because you'll be playing. And I mentioned Bach, Chopin, Saint-Saëns, and Tchaikovsky. And we're going to get a little bit of the Tchaikovsky trio, I promise. But anyway, that's at the Will Library, 2 p.m., 2 weeks from today. And that's November 10th. And then November 21, that's at the Union Arts Center in Sparkill, which is a little, I think it's, well, I'm not sure, north or south, but it's pretty near Nyack in Rockland County. And again, the program, very interesting. You'll get Mimi is going to play the suite for solo cello of Bach, and also Harumi is going to play the Allemande from the Partito for solo violin. Sakiko, in the middle of that, is going to do the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise. I'm told there are more calls here. I've got to get through this program. Then Harumi and Sakiko will combine for the Havanaise of Saint-Saëns, and then the famous Tchaikovsky trio that we've been talking about, and we'll eventually hear. All right. I obviously don't have to give the call-in number, 914-636-0110, because we got people calling in from all over the place, Richmond and I don't know where. But anyway, let's take the first of those calls. And hello, who are you?
Yes, this is Yumiko Goldman.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Hi,
so much.
How are you?
Hi.
We met her at the Richmond concert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're in Richmond also?
Yes, I live in Richmond area. So I went to Huria Sisters concert last week. No, it's 2 weeks ago or something. Yeah. So yes, so I just want to call that, you know, the concert is great. My husband and I were so impressed. You know, so enjoy the concert.
So when are you guys going to invite the Furuya sisters back to Richmond? See, remember, re-engagements, that's the name of the game. So don't forget, you know, next time you're planning your concert series, obviously you want them back. So anyway.
Well, she and her husband were very kind. Yeah,
her husband speaks Japanese.
Fluent Japanese.
Yeah.
All right, well... many, many thanks for calling. And
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next time they come to Richmond, they'll be glad to look you up again.
Yes.
So thanks to you. And now, am I right? There's one more caller? No. We've exhausted everybody. All right. But again, if there should be some laggard that would like to say hello, 914-636-0110. Now, let me ask you about the Tchaikovsky Trio, which is really quite a major work, an extended one.
Yeah.
Has this been something in your repertoire for a long while?
We have been intimidating performing that for years.
Oh, really?
We started when we were in pre-college, and we heard the
recording of Heifetz and Piatigorsky and Rubinstein playing the trios. That's why we actually started to play together in pre-college, Heifetz is so inspiring. And then there was Mendelssohn number one on the CD, and also on the other side there was Tchaikovsky. And so that's why we wanted to do it, but
it's a big work.
Big work. So finally,
yeah.
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 So it's nice to.
But this is a work that you find audiences will enjoy too, even though it is so extended.
Yes. Yes. There's this ballet like quality, the second movement, there's many variations, and it's just every variation is so different and engaging.
You know, I don't need to keep bringing my family into this.
No, I'm interested.
My mother and her sister Clara and their sister, Jutta, the three of them, for a New Year's party at our house, wrote new verses for all of our friends using the variations.
Really?
Mother played just solo, you know, just played each of the variations, and there was a little verse written to it.
Really?
They wrote it to it for each one.
That's nice.
And it was great fun. Some were in Russian, one in Yiddish, most of them in English. But that's what they did with the variations.
That's very talented.
You know how
Kismet
was a musical based on Borodin. My family did a little musical based on Tchaikovsky.
Well, that would be nice. That's
so listen, we'll get at least a couple of variations in. So this is the Tchaikovsky Trio, the second movement, which has the theme and variations. And again, Mimi Sakiko and Harumi, the Furuya sisters. Thank you. there's more of the Tchaikovsky Trio. Matter of fact, there's more of the Tchaikovsky Trio in the excerpts on this CD that we've been playing today. And, well, Harumi, as the business manager of the group here, how would listeners be able to get this recording, and are there others?
Yes, all our CDs and MP3s are sold on our website, www.furuyasisters.com. There's a CD page, there's a DVD page on the website, and also there's a music page that's for MP3 clips.
Uh-huh.
But last year's live concert at Steinway Hall, we recorded the whole thing. It's completely unedited, except for the intermission that's cut up.
Yeah.
So that's available as CD and also as DVD. And that's available on our CD and DVD page.
And what's on it?
We played Mendelssohn Trio, number one in D minor, the whole thing. And we also played Kreisler, miniature Viennese waltz. It's a very exciting, beautiful piece. March. And we played Mozart Trio.
C major,
the whole thing.
And Encore.
And Encore was Mendelssohn number two.
The second movement.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Very good. Now, again, to recap the upcoming concerts of the Furuya Sisters. The first one in Montgomery, the Grand Chamber Series in Montgomery, across the river. That's this Sunday at 3 p.m. 2 weeks from today, on the 10th of November, at the Will Library, 2 p.m., that's presented by the Chaminade Club of Yonkers. And I think you
wanted to thank Mrs. Caruso. We've known her for a long, long time. And in fact, that's why I know you, because I won the Concerto Convention of Yonkers Philharmonic, and that's how I got connected to WKXR. So we're excited to see her.
Well, wonderful. So that's very important as your career unfolds here. So anyway, that's 2 weeks from today. Matter of fact, the same hour starts at 2 o'clock at the Will Library. And then looking ahead further, through the Saturday evening, 7 p.m. concert, November 21st, at the Union Arts Center, and that's in Sparkill, New York, just a little north of Rockland, Nyack in Rockland County. And again, all of the information that you might need, including the recordings, the MP3s, the lineup of further events, available at the website, which is www.furuyasisters.com. And again, the spelling F-U-R-U-Y-A. So, let me offer great thanks, first of all, to the sisters. More calls.
Really?
We don't have time for more calls. Well, let's try. Quickie. Hello?
No
more calls. Who said you want more calls? I don't know. But whatever it is, what was I trying to say? I wanted to say thank you to Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi to wish you great success in your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Had a great time.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted. And we want to thank also our callers. New record here at WVOX. 7 callers. So great thanks to Pao Zhang, Kim, Harvey, Laura, Regina, Peter, and Yumiko.
And I want to thank Jill, Bob's wonderful assistant. She's been very nice all throughout the show.
Yes.
Jill Bloom is my producer here, so that's very helpful. Uh-huh. And our wonderful engineer has been Debbie Schechter. Uh-huh. So that's also a great team here. Now, next week, next Tuesday, we will welcome members of the Hulk Chamber Music Series, affiliated with Concordia Conservatory, and what a wonderful assortment of artists we're going to have. Lawrence Dutton, who is actually the artistic director and violist, of course. Elizabeth Dutton, the violinist, and pianist John Klibanoff. So another trio here, isn't that nice? And with that, we'll say thank you to all, and see you next Tuesday. I'm Bob Sherman.
You've been listening to Speaking of Music with your host, Robert Sherman. Join us again next time for more lively conversations in the arts and what's coming up in Westchester. It's all on Speaking of Music, right here on WVOX.
From the top of the...